The news from ABC is next, sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. Also by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 67 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A jury of 7 men and 5 women now deliberating evidence in the hush money criminal trial. Donald Trump charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records related to campaign finance law and payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. ABC's John Santucci has more.
Judge Juan Merchan has said they're going to sit for the day, normal time. So, you know, if we get to 4:30, it means if they don't have a verdict, we'll be back again tomorrow doing this for the next several days. We know this is a jury that will not sit on the weekends. They could say to the judge, look, we think we're close. We'd like to stay a little later tonight. So a lot of that is going to need to be watched for.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Moldova holding meetings. That country neighbors Ukraine. The U.S. pledging $135 million in aid to counter Russian disinformation and for energy security. And Nissan has issued a do not drive warning for 84,000 of its older models due to a recalled airbags and the risk of them exploding. This is ABC News. 1 year after the Ocean Gate submersible implosion, another group of billionaires say they have their own plans to set sail for the Titanic. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
Billionaire Larry Connor and Patrick Leahy, the founder of Triton Submarines, plan to make a new voyage in a $20 million vessel. Connor reached out to Leahy just days after the Titan implosion, telling the Wall Street Journal, I want to show people worldwide that while the ocean is extremely powerful, it can be wonderful and enjoyable and really kind of life-changing if you go about it the right way.
Harvey Weinstein expected back in a New York courtroom today to discuss his upcoming retrial. Weinstein had been previously sentenced on rape charges, but his 2020 conviction was thrown out by New York's highest court last month. That case expected to begin sometime after Labor Day. And in Iceland, a volcano near the town of Grindavik awakens for the 5th time since December. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidtwoman Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for sunshine and a mix of clouds, staying dry with a high of 69. Tonight, mainly clear and cool with a low of 44. Then tomorrow, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions with a high of 73. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds 2 to 3 miles per hour. And after a low this morning of 46, it's 67 degrees.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
Good afternoon. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A home exploded in Middleton last night, killing someone inside. Authorities shut down Capitol View Road at about 11 o'clock. Smoke and flames could be seen four blocks away. Photos from the scene show the house is decimated. Authorities haven't released whether they've found a cause of the explosion or the name of the person who died. A crash in downtown Madison turned deadly yesterday. Madison police say someone was driving the wrong way on East Washington Avenue around noon, closing one of the city's busiest streets for about 2 hours. They believe that car hit an SUV, and the SUV hit a parked car with no one inside. One person died and two others were hurt. Richland County has a new emergency services director. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the hiring of Michael Jessup at last night's board meeting. The county is a step closer to completing its tower project, a contract for tower site to replace its current radio tower system, which will require tower demolition, manufacture and erection, as well as shelter construction, fencing, electrical, LP fuel tank, and generator services for the tower sites in an amount not to exceed $3,300,000 was approved. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to enter into a contract with Finnish Excavating Incorporated of East Dubuque, Illinois. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved to pay its contribution for the cost of town highway bridge construction. Wisconsin statute requires counties in Wisconsin to pay approximately 50% of the cost of construction or repair of any culvert or bridge on a town highway or village street when so requested by the town or village board. The Public Works Standing Committee received requests from the town of Henrietta in the amount of $15,388. Also approved for the highway department was the purchase of four plow truck body builds, totaling $748,405. It was noted that this was budgeted for in the 2024 budget. When real estate taxes on a parcel go unpaid, the county issues a tax certificate, which is a lien on the real estate, and if a tax certificate remains unpaid for 11 years, Wisconsin statutes requires the county treasurer to cancel that tax certificate. There are seven tax certificates, which Richland County Treasurer Jeffrey Even is now required to cancel. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved canceling tax certificates for tax year 2011 in the amount of $243. The board also approved canceling outstanding checks in the amount of $621. Expenses were approved for the spending of American Rescue Plan Act funds last night. The purchases are a new pharmaceutical-grade vaccine refrigerator for the Public Health Unit of Health and Human Services from Helmer Scientific in the amount of $11,127. New network switches for the Community Services Building and from JCOMP Technologies in the amount of $48,471. And the purchase of 100 new phones for the Community Services Building from Marco Technologies in the amount of $24,765. A second recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss takes another step forward. WisPolitics reported that recall organizers turned in more than 9,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday and indicated confidence they have the necessary 6,850 valid names to trigger a recall against the Assembly Speaker. Now that their signatures have been submitted, Voss has until June 7th to file a challenge. If he takes the full window to do that, recall organizers would then have until June 12th to file a rebuttal, with Voss's response due 2 days later. The Elections Commission would then have until late June to rule on the sufficiency of the recall petitions. Barring a legal challenge, that timeline would put a ruling on a recall primary in early August and recall election in early September. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created two categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
In oral arguments yesterday, attorney Stephen Carl Kilpatrick argued lawmakers were within their rights to treat police and firefighters differently.
The legislature decided that this passage of Act 10 could create labor disruption. And what it decided was that there were certain job categories that it could not live without.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. There's no timeline for the judge's ruling. It is likely the lawsuit will eventually make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices hold a 5-3 majority. Applicants to serve as judge for the Crawford County Circuit Court are being sought. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Lynn M. Ryder's retirement, effective July 31st. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31, 2025. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Email a completed application form and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 o'clock Monday evening, June 3rd. Applicants with questions about the judicial selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at 608-266-1212. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Saveno is an advocate for struggling families. He says the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. 70% of American adults say they're more worried about their children's mental health than their physical well-being. Psychiatrist Deborah Fernandez-Turner recommends online depression screenings.
It is really a great way to get support, and the earlier you seek treatment and the earlier you seek support, the easier it's going to be to get that support.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Wisconsin is number one in Drug Take-Back Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announcing an update, Wisconsin ranking number one in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during the spring 2024 drug take-back. A correction to U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration data showing Wisconsin collected 55,122 pounds. DOJ previously reported Wisconsin ranked number two in the nation. Wisconsin has collected more than 1,250,000 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010, ranking third overall for the most medications collected since the start of the effort. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. DadCap's Michelle Reinen has some advice for vehicle maintenance for summer vacations. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a longstanding tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to remind everyone that May is Older Americans Month. The current national workforce shortage is limiting access to the vital care and services that older adults need to maintain health and independence. Aging services providers must have robust staffing and strong workforce pipelines to deliver personalized care so older adults can thrive as they age. The greatest challenge facing aging services providers is attracting and retaining talented team members. Aging services organizations like Schmidt Woodland Hills are powered by people. Without aides, nurses, activities staff, food services staff, housekeeping, and many other professionals, there is no care. To find out how you can become part of this valued team that serves our growing population of senior citizens, please contact Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Travelers on the roadways this time of year to either go to their summer vacation destination or to spend time with family and friends. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has tips when it comes to maintaining your vehicle for vacation travel and also for everyday use. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
Know that we're not the car care professionals here at Consumer Protection, but we do regulate motor vehicle repair and what goes into the law. So whether you are preparing for a summer road trip or just want to follow the everyday best practices, we do have these tips for you as it relates to motor vehicle care. The more you know about the vehicle, the more likely you'll be able to prevent these repair problems later on, and you'll be able to detect more common vehicle problems. So use your senses. Visually check the area around your vehicle for unusual liquids and residue on your vehicle for loose and displaced parts. You know, you just want to do that examination using your eyes and sense of smell as well. Then listen for strange noises using your ears when you start the engine and while you drive. And then that feel aspect. Feel for changes in how your vehicle handles, including when driving, speeding up, coming to stops, making turns. If you understand how your vehicle operates normally, you're going to recognize when it's not acting normal and be able to describe such an issue to a repair professional to help in that diagnostic aspect and maybe reduce your repair costs.
Before hiring a technician, it is wise to do research.
You want to ask questions and know your consumer rights as well. So ask for recommendations from friends, family, and others you trust. Choose an auto repair shop in your area before you need one. Do that research now while everything's going really well, and maybe do an initial appointment with them for just an oil change to really get to know the people. Shop around, comparing prices and deals and warranty policies, especially when you have a high value repair, but get things in writing so you are comparing apples to apples, and search for online reviews and contact Consumer Protection to see if we have complaints against a repair shop. A complaint doesn't necessarily mean something bad because it's how they resolved it. Were they following the law? So look at that more closely as well if there are complaints.
If your vehicle breaks down while traveling, make sure you approve repairs before having them done.
If you're in Wisconsin, we have particular laws. Auto repair shops must receive your authorization for any repair and must offer you an estimate if repairs will cost $50 or more. So you want to know unauthorized repairs or price increases are allowed. So if you drop your car off for repairs before a shop opens, leave documentation asking them to call you with an estimate, or they can charge you whatever they want. So that could come in the case of that breakdown situation. Shops can hold your vehicle until you pay for authorized repairs, but can't keep it if you refuse to pay for those unauthorized repairs. So again, if you get a phone call about needing additional authorization, keep documentation, and the repair shop should as well, but that will help you if there's any disputes down the road. And when work's complete, shop must provide you an invoice describing that the repairs, what they were and how they were completed. If parts are replaced and you want to receive those parts back, you need to say something before the work is done. Otherwise, those parts don't need to be provided to you. So be sure you're very clear about that up front if you're going to want those parts back.
If your vehicle needs to be towed, Michelle Reinen says that you should make sure the towing service is legitimate.
there are plenty of con artists posing as tow truck companies and they take advantage of businesses and consumers in need, they'll show up to the scene of an accident or a car breakdown without being called by you or the police and try to persuade you to allow them to transport it to a repair shop. Now, unless they have an actual agreement with the local law enforcement to be doing that in high traffic areas, be cautious because these drivers may charge ridiculous, undisclosed fees or bring your vehicle to a dishonest repair shop that they're really secretly working with. So when you receive your bill, you may be shocked to learn that you owe thousands of dollars for a simple tow service. So just don't agree to have your vehicle towed by a company unless you or the police requested their service. Legitimate towing services generally don't patrol for accidents or listen to police scanners to find accident sites. If you are going on an extended road trip, make a plan for what you'll do if your vehicle breaks down on the road and consider using roadside assistance service. Check your credit card to see if that service is extended. Check any travel agreements that you may have in place or any additional travel services to see if that would cover towing.
If you have questions about repair services, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. A special Madison graduate now has her diploma. Her name is Sarah Wells, and she's 92 years old. She had to leave high school more than 70 years ago to help her mom at work. Last year, she asked her daughter to take her to Madison College so she could enroll in classes. She's the oldest person to graduate from the college with a high school equivalency. Now, she's headed to college. She's planning to audit classes at UW-Madison. Families with children 18 and younger in the Richland School District are eligible to receive summer meals. Children do not need to be Richland School District students, but must be district residents or open enrolled into the district. Meal pickups will be once per week on Thursdays from 11 to 4, except Wednesday, July 3rd, due to the holiday. To receive meals by the first distribution date, you must pre-register by this Friday. Register for free breakfast and lunch for your children via the form posted on the district's website. This weekend will be the beginning of dairy breakfast season in Wisconsin. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be hosted by the Putz family at Level Acres Dairy Farm on West Clyde Street in Avoca. Crawford County's Dairy Breakfast will be in Gays Mills at the Crawford County Fairgrounds Saturday as well, where the finalist for the next Alice in Dairyland will be announced. And Monroe County's 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast will be at the Witt Farm in Wilton on Saturday. You can see a full list of dairy breakfasts statewide this month at wisconsindairy.org. It's 67 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, flowers, hanging baskets, baked goods including breads, cookies, and pies, rhubarb, spring lettuces, and greens, spinach, radishes, lettuce, kohlrabi, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, and meats. As the season progresses, they will add more vendors, both new and returning. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of the market products. Last week was samples of sweet potato chili. Also come to the information table to receive your youth food tokens. Each time a youth aged 4 to 17 comes to the market, they can receive $2 in fruit and vegetable tokens to use any time during the season. See you today from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, across from Quick Trip, the Richland Area Farmers Market, where community and freshness meet. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's up to 68 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Jerry Rowe is survived by his wife, Shelley, two children, Lisa Rowe of Platteville, and Jason and Chris Rowe of Park City, Utah, four grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Jodine Rowe of Muscadet, and Ken and Sandy Rowe of Deerfield, and a sister-in-law, Marge Rowe. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg, died Thursday at the Reedsburg Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Farmer Angels Network or the Lime Ridge Methodist Church. Anna Thorne is survived by her husband of 64 years, Ole, daughter Cindy and Denny McCauley of Hill Point, daughter-in-law Ellen Thorne of Hill Point, five grandsons, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Hugh and Doreen Hoggins, sister-in-laws, Marilyn Wither and Mary Ann Hoggins, and by many nieces and nephews. Anna Marie Thorne, 86, of Reedsburg. Judith A. Shell, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Judy Shell is survived by her husband, Leonard, five children, Vince and Susan Muhey of Prior Lake, Minnesota, Colleen and Timothy Arndt of Blue River, Jolene and James Archer of Nixon, Missouri, Greg and Susan Shell of Topeka, Kansas, and Catherine and Matthew Hecker of Pratt, Kansas, 11 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. Judith A. Shell, 84, of Richland Center. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 8, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or to the family. Arlene Alvin is survived by her husband, Brian, son, Tyson, and Haley Olson of Ithaca, a grandson, mother, Verna Dosh of Richland Center, brothers, Theron and Tammy Dosh of Milton, Dan and Lynn Dosh of Holman, and Richard Dosh of Tomahawk, mother-in-law, Phyllis Alvin of Richland Center, brothers-in-law, Doug and Ellen Alvin, and Greg and Judy Alvin, all of Rural Richland Center, and many nieces, nephews, relatives, and close friends. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Margaret Johnson is survived by her husband of 66 years, John, or Jack, four children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim, Ring, and Jennifer and Chad Cannonberg, 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, sister Ann Quisling, brother-in-law Paul Johnson, and sister-in-law Marcia Johnson. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 7th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, June 7th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Turnipseed is survived by her husband Kirby, four children, Andrew Stebbins, Kelvin and Kristen Stebbins, and Sarah and Brent Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Terry Turnipseed Bierman of Sauk City, 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brothers and sister Donald Briggs and Timothy Briggs, both of Madison, and Jean Briggs Isburner of Montello, sister-in-law Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump. 647-6345.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andrew and Lexi Lederhouse and Steve and Joanne Mott. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I hope you're having a great day, everybody. Sure is nice to see the sunshine out across the area. Very tranquil conditions as high pressure builds in across the region. Temperature is pretty nice, too. It's going to be just a few degrees below average today, inching upward tomorrow afternoon, and then slightly above normal as we get into the weekend into next week as well, and turning a little more humid over that time as well. Now, as far as rain goes, that'll start building up to the west of us later tomorrow back in Minnesota and Iowa. And a few of those showers could work in here as we head into Friday evening into early Saturday. And then we should catch a brief break before things ramp up again as we head toward Monday and Tuesday of next week. We'll certainly have to keep an eye on the situation given how wet it's been over the past 6 weeks. It won't take too much rain to cause some localized flood issues over the next week or so. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy and comfortable with a high near 69 degrees. Wind generally from the north around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, low at 44. Tomorrow, blue sunny skies and comfortable conditions, high near 73. Wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Heading into Friday, partly sunny, low at 47, high 76. Chance of some showers coming up late Friday night. Saturday, areas of rain likely through midday with some patches of sun. Low 54 with a high of 76. Sunday, partly sunny and warmer, low in the mid-50s with a high near 79. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and more humid, scattered showers or thunderstorms likely, high temperature near 81. And Tuesday, peaks of sun and summer-like, small chance of a shower, low at 60 with a high near 81 degrees. So again, the rest of today, look for partly cloudy skies, high at 69. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 64, our low this morning was 46. Our high so far today, 69. The record high for this date was set in 2018 at 91 degrees. The record low, 28, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 50. Sunset tonight will be at 8:32 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.21 and no precipitation to report. It is partly cloudy and 69 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today, the first in a series on pests, pathogens, and pollinators, and how they're impacted by climate change on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The changing climate affects growing crops, but it's also changing how crop pathogens operate. Jan Leach is a plant biologist at Colorado State University.
We typically study things one disease at a time or one stress at a time. Like heat stress, we look for heat tolerance. Or disease pathogen attack, we look for disease resistance. But the problem is that when these two stresses occur at the same time, we can't predict the outcome because we don't know. We've always studied things individually, and oftentimes the outcome is different.
And because of that, says Leach, traditional fixes are not a solution as well.
Our mainstay for helping plants thrive under threats of disease or under conditions of disease is to improve their genetics through breeding or genome editing. But since we don't understand much about how the disease and the environmental stresses interact, we don't have a clear idea of what genes or traits to pursue.
Climate change impacts temperatures, availability of water, and how plants access and absorb nutrients. It also creates new issues with crop pests. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Will new tariffs for China cause problems for U.S. agriculture? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. A member of the U.S. Grains Council is concerned about repercussions from recent tariffs the Biden administration placed on China. Chad Willis farms near Wilmer, Minnesota.
The problem with tariffs, it's tit for tat, as you say. If we put something on, you know, they'll probably put it on too. And China is a tricky customer. China does what China does.
He tells Brownfield U.S. agriculture could be a target if China retaliates.
That's one of the biggest things that they do import is our agricultural products. So that is always a concern for our exports.
Willis says exports are vital to the success of farmers, and the U.S. should do what it can to keep markets open. An Eastern Iowa cattle producer is keeping a close eye on the situation involving dairy cattle infected with avian influenza. Lance Littlebridge raises Red Angus cattle.
Any kind of disease outbreak that could be detrimental to a herd could be detrimental to the entire herd in the U.S. and cause major problems.
He tells Brownfield while the virus has been detected in poultry and dairy cattle, all livestock producers should be on high alert.
Biosecurity is a huge part of it. We put a lot of emphasis on poultry and pork for sure, but even in the cattle industry, we need to be very cognizant of that.
The virus has been detected in dairy cows in 9 states. A Wisconsin dairy farm has added new revenue stream to the operation thanks in part to a USDA program. J.J. Pagel with Dairy Dreams Farm near Casco tells Brownfield they were able to use a grant from USDA's Fertilizer Production Expansion Program. Pagel says the manure for their approximately 2,950 cows goes through a digester, creating natural gas that is made available for commercial trucks. And after that, the manure still has additional uses.
It runs through a screw press system and through a dryer, and we're using all the fiber to make bedding for our cows before it even gets to our nutrient concentration system. And at that point, we'll separate it into the different nutrient contents and different nutrient streams.
Pagel says the farm will be able to reuse much of the nitrogen from the process and have phosphorus fertilizer they can sell to other farms. A Purdue University professor says the quality of U.S. soybeans sets it apart from other competitors. Food science expert Shanae Simsek recently met with participants of the Soy Masters program from Korea to help them better understand the U.S. soybean industry.
Type of products you can develop from soybean in various types of food applications.
Simsek tells Brownfield farmers are working to ensure there is long-term demand for soybeans well into the future. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A slow start for cash cattle business and cash hogs are active. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet again. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices in the South are around $189 to $191 live. While the North remains quiet, some packer inquiry could start to pick up as the day progresses. But if business follows the trend of recent weeks, it's more than likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.71 at $313.83. Select is 89 cents lower at $302.54. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds sold steady in a lightly tested market. 7 and 8 weight feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand is good on a light supply. Medium and large one feeder steer, 655 pounds, brought $292 to $294. Feeder steers, 801 to 849 pounds, brought $250.50 to $257. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 665 to 680 pounds, brought $227 to $235. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be a bit more aggressive in their procurement efforts, as there's likely some buying interest following the holiday weekend. Hog weights were up slightly on the week to 288 pounds, but that is 6.2 pounds above year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork remains a bright spot, both on the global market and domestically. That's providing some key price support, and the industry is keeping a close eye on the availability of market-ready hogs. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of 84 to 89.50 and a weighted average of 87.64. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 88.95, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 88.91. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are at $55. That's $5 higher than the most recent reported test. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings up $36 to $48. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were lower at midday, down 92 cents at $102.48. Loins, hams, bellies, and butts were all lower. Ribs and picnics were higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and technical selling. Planting and emergence are ahead of average nationally despite the recent rain delays. Most forecasts do have better harvest weather for much of Argentina. July beans are down 13 and 3 quarters at 12.15 and 3 quarters. August is 13 lower at 12.16. July bean meal's down $6 at 370.60. July soybean oil's up 33 points at 45.85. Corn seen some profit taking with planting and emergence faster than normal, even with the ongoing weather issues in some areas. Much of the Corn Belt should be able to make more progress this week, at least over the next couple of days. July corn 6 3/4 lower at 455 3/4. September's down 6 1/4 at 465 1/4. And wheat's down on profit taking and technical selling, along with a higher move in the dollar. USDA's winter wheat rating was down slightly, but it remains the highest in years. Soft red winter declined due to excessively wet conditions in some areas. July Chicago's 8 lower at 692 1/4. July Kansas City's down 11.5 at 719 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat's down 8 at 749 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are pressured by profit-taking ahead of this week's direct business. Asking prices are $189 to $191 live. June live's $1.30 lower at $183.25, and August is down $172 at $180.10. August feeders are $4.60 lower at $260. September feeders are down $4.12 at $261.57. And with pork lower at midday, June hogs are down 12 at $93.67. July leans 32 lower at $96.20. The dollar's up, the Dow and crude oil are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Our monthly equipment consignment auction is tomorrow, May 30th, in Columbus. We have a very nice lineup with skid loaders, tractors, a nice telehandler, wheel loaders, trucks, and tons of support equipment. Our monthly equipment consignment auction, May 30th, in Columbus. Hey, we're still taking consignments for our classic tractor consignment auction in Muscadet, scheduled for June 15th. We already have a retirement line of Oliver tractors delivered to the auction yard, and we expect a nice lineup of classic Olivers, John Deere's, Case, and Farmall tractors and implements. If you have a classic tractor or 10 that you want to sell, get it down to Muscadet. We want this auction to be like Meekum's in Muscadet. Finally, the real estate market is hot, and our agents are here to help you sell or buy real estate across southern Wisconsin. Give us a call if you're looking to sell or buy real estate. Hey, more info on all of these auctions and our real estate sales at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Smart snacking this time of year. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Looking for some smarter snacking choices? There are some great options this time of year. Registered dietitian Kim Gallia says start in the produce section of your grocery store or make sure to check out your local farmer's market.
Because we have those delicious and colorful berries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and you wash them, and that's all you need to do is wash them with just regular water, nothing special at all, and let them enjoy them plain, or if your kids want to enjoy them, maybe say on their favorite yogurt or Greek yogurt for an extra protein, or you can even add them to cereal and milk, because I really want to emphasize that when it comes to a smart snack for anybody, adults or kids, let's remember that the cereal pantry, when you can just reach for that bowl of cereal and pour some milk on it, you have two nutrient-rich, healthy snack ideas right there.
So what makes cereal and milk such a good combo? Gallia says,
because it's from the grain group. for the cereal would be. And obviously, I'm a proponent of the whole grain cereals more of the time. So that's things like your Frosted Mini-Wheats, your Raisin Bran, your Quaker Oat Squares. And then you pour your milk on it, the dairy milk that has the protein and vitamin D and the calcium and the magnesium for your bones and your blood pressure.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area